Chamber of Commerce, U.S. must not reshore all production to the U.S. by John Binder on May 20, 2020. While President Trump takes steps to bring vital industries back to the United States, the Chamber of Commerce is already warning that the U.S. must continue to be reliant on foreign countries for goods, products, and supplies. This week, Trump announced a multi-million contract with Plough Corporation, based in Richmond, Virginia, to begin returning pharmaceutical production to the U.S. "This is a great day for America," White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said of the move. "This has all of the elements of the Trump strategy. It's made in the USA. It's innovation that will allow American workers to compete with the pollution havens, sweatshops, and tax havens of the world." In an online conference, reported by Reuters, Chamber of Commerce CEO Tom Donahue said the U.S. must not reshore all of its production back to America and must stay reliant on foreign supply chains. "Protecting the resiliency of our supply chain doesn't have to mean reshoring all production in the United States," Donahue said. Donahue said there will continue to be a huge place in the U.S. economy for a global supply chain. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the U.S. has suffered from a shortage of vital drugs, rubber gloves, and plastic bottles due to decades-long free trade policies. The plurality of these basic necessities are made in China. Research by the Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA, has revealed that reshoring all pharmaceutical production to the U.S. would create more than 800,000 American jobs. Likewise, reshoring all medical supplies to the U.S. has the potential to create more than 300,000 American jobs. For years, economic nationalists have urged the Trump administration to make permanent its 25% tariffs on billions of Chinese imports. CPA economists have said that a permanent 25% tariff on all Chinese imports would bring a million jobs back to the U.S. by 2024. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.